From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. There is, of course, another political crisis raging in Latin America besides Venezuela. That's Nicaragua, where the authoritarian regime has all but criminalized independent journalism. But one exiled journalist here won a measure of revenge on Thursday. Human rights groups say Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega's security forces have killed more than 300 protesters demanding his removal. The regime has also attacked the media, ransacking newspapers and radio stations and jailing journalists. Many have been forced into exile. Among them is Wilfredo Ernesto Miranda, a young reporter for the respected Nicaraguan weekly newspaper Confidencial. Miranda arrived in Miami this month after being threatened with imprisonment for exposing the murders of protesters by pro-government forces.
Logra comprobar un patrón de disparos letales a la cabeza.
I was able to document close-range bullet wounds to the heads and throats of protesters that could only be execution-style shots, Miranda told WLRN. But during that interview, Miranda received an email informing him that his work had won the Rey de España Prize. It's one of the most prestigious journalism awards in Spain and Latin America. And for Miranda and countless other Nicaraguan journalists, it's potent vindication. The Ortega regime is out to destroy independent journalism in Nicaragua, Miranda said. This will help put its human rights abuses back on the radar. Miranda said he wanted to dedicate his Rey de España prize, awarded by a jury in Spain, to imprisoned Nicaraguan journalists Miguel Mora and Lucia Pineda. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.